resolves the situation encountered at the beginning with a conclusion that's positive and inspiring. Certain stories are repeated across history and through different cultures. For example, the story of the hero setting out on a quest, encountering great hazard, often in the form of a monster, conquering it in the face of overwhelming odds, and gaining prestige, power, or insight, is common to cultures all over the world, some of which had no possible contact with each other. Ulysses, Beowulf, Sinbad, Sigurd, Cú Chulainn, Arjuna, St. George, Langloc Khan, and Glooskap are all variants of this universal hero. Our minds appear to be attuned not only to stories in general, but to particular stories that follow consistent patterns. In politics, there's a recurring story that captures our attention. It goes like this. Disorder afflicts the land, caused by powerful and nefarious forces working against the interests of humanity. The hero, who might be one person or a group of people, revolts against this disorder, fights the nefarious forces, overcomes them despite great odds, and restores order. Stories that follow this pattern can be so powerful that they sweep all before them, even our fundamental values. For example, two of the world's best-loved and most abiding narratives, The Lord of the Rings and the Narnia series, invoke values that were familiar in the Middle Ages, but are generally considered repulsive today. Disorder in these stories is characterized by the usurpation of rightful kings or their rightful heirs. Justice and order rely on their restoration. We find ourselves cheering the resumption of autocracy, the destruction of industry, and even in the case of Narnia, the triumph of divine right over secular power. If these stories reflected the values most people profess, democracy, independence, industrial progress, the rebels would be the heroes, and the hereditary rulers the villains. We overlook the conflict with our own priorities because the stories resonate so powerfully with the narrative structure for which our minds are prepared. Facts, evidence, values, beliefs. Stories conquer all. Heroes and villains. The two most successful political stories of the 20th century, both of which have survived into the 21st, are diametrically opposed to each other, but follow the same narrative pattern. The social democratic story explains that the world fell into disorder, characterized by the Great Depression, because of the self-seeking behavior of an unrestrained elite. The elite's capture of both the world's wealth and the political system resulted in the impoverishment and insecurity of working people. By uniting to defend their common interests, the world's people could throw down the power of this elite, strip it of its ill-gotten gains, and pool the resulting wealth for the good of all. Order and security would be restored in the form of a protective, paternalistic state, investing in public projects for the public good, generating the wealth that would guarantee a prosperous future for everyone. The ordinary people of the land, the heroes of the story, would triumph over those who had oppressed them. The neoliberal story explains that the world fell into disorder as a result of the collectivizing tendencies of the overmighty state, exemplified by the monstrosities of Stalinism and Nazism, but evident in all forms of state planning and all attempts to engineer social outcomes. Collectivism crushes freedom, individualism, and opportunity. Heroic entrepreneurs, mobilizing the redeeming power of the market, would fight this enforced conformity, freeing society from the enslavement of the state. Order would be restored in the form of free markets, delivering wealth and opportunity, guaranteeing a prosperous future for everyone. The ordinary people of the land, released by the heroes of the story, the freedom-seeking entrepreneurs, would triumph over those who had oppressed them. In the next two chapters, I will show how both stories ran into trouble, encountering problems that, if facts and evidence ruled the world, would have forced either the radical modification or abandonment of these doctrines. But because of their narrative power and a disastrous failure to develop effective countervailing stories, they have yet to be replaced. The facts changed, but our minds did not. If the rupture is to be resolved for good rather than for ill, we need a new story. Our challenge is to produce one that's faithful to the facts, faithful